This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump is meeting today with NATO's Secretary General at the White House as the alliance celebrates its 70th anniversary in Washington this week. Trump has frequently criticized other NATO members for underinvesting on defense and relying too heavily on the United States. He has also called the alliance obsolete. But Congress has invited the NATO Secretary General to address a joint session of Congress on Wednesday in a move that former NATO Ambassador Nicholas Burns calls a rebuke to President Trump.
I think this is a signal by the Congress that if the president won't stand up for NATO, Republicans and Democrats in the Congress together will.
British lawmakers are meeting today to discuss a possible extension of the April 12th deadline for reaching a Brexit deal in order to avoid the chaos of an exit without a deal in place. Meanwhile, World Trade Organization Director General Roberto Azevedo says a no-deal Brexit is likely to impact many sectors.
In trading goods, I'm sure that there will be a rise in trade costs with an impact for consumers, for the regular citizen, day-to-day activities. In agriculture, that impact will be even higher. And services, it will also be a high impact as well.
A whistleblower from inside the White House says senior Trump administration officials granted national security clearances to at least 25 people that government reviewers had rejected for an array of concerns. Congressman Elijah Cummings, chairman of the House Oversight and Reform Committee, said the officials in question had a wide range of serious disqualifying issues, including foreign influence, conflicts of interest, financial problems, drug use, and criminal conduct. The White House had no immediate comment. In Washington, this is VOA News. The Trump administration is taking more steps to curb what it says is a massive migrant influx at the southern border.
The Homeland Security Department says it may reassign as many as 2,000 inspectors from border crossings to handle a surge of families. That's up from 750 inspectors previously. The temporary switch could delay goods like TVs and medical devices from coming into the U.S. The administration's also boosting efforts to return asylum seekers to Mexico. The moves come days after President Trump renewed a threat to close the border with Mexico, despite warnings that could lead to economic havoc on both sides. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Authorities say the death toll in Mozambique from last month's cyclone has risen to nearly 600 as humanitarian workers race to contain a cholera outbreak. AP's Charles de Ledesma has the story.
The World Health Organization reports that Mozambique's health ministry has now identified over 1,000 cholera cases in the cyclone-hit country, including one death. The acute diarrheal disease has been spreading particularly in the hard-hit city of Beira and its 500,000 residents since the outbreak was declared last week. Now some 900,000 oral cholera vaccines have arrived in the port city for the launch of a vaccination campaign later this week. Scores of thousands of people in the region have no access to clean water, and cholera cases are now surfacing outside Beira. I'm Charles.
Boeing and U.S. aviation administrators are indicating more time will be needed to finish changes to a flight control system on the 737 MAX airliners. Boeing was expected to complete the work last week, but an FAA spokesman said Monday the company needs more time to make sure all issues were identified and addressed. The MAX aircraft were grounded around the world in mid-March, following the March 10th crash of an Ethiopian Airlines MAX 8 jet shortly after takeoff. In addition to approval from the FAA once changes are made, Boeing will also need clearance from safety officials in Europe and China. I'm Mike Rossia.
New Zealand lawmakers have taken the first step in approving new gun restrictions. This follows the deadly mass shootings at two mosques last month. The legislation bans military-style semi-automatic rifles and automatic assault rifles, like the weapons used in the March 15th attack that left 50 worshippers dead. The bill passed overwhelmingly on its first reading. And the Algerian president's office says longtime leader Abdelaziz Bouteflika will step down by April 28th when his term is due to end. The announcement comes after weeks of mass protests against the president and his government. Algeria is scheduled to hold a presidential election on April 18th. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.